Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, final hour of the show. Birds lose last night, 15-3. Gunnar Henderson did. I got my Dinger Tuesday last night, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Remember I said Gunnar Henderson?
So yard work.
I got my Dinger Tuesday.
I called Jazz Chisholm for a home run yesterday. He got hurt in his first at bat. And then everybody else hit a home run on the Yankees. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks.
Joining us right now, our resident general manager, he is Jim Duquette. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. After that 15-3 beatdown last night, we were talking a little bit earlier. This is, you know, sometimes when you're talking to people who don't really follow baseball, they watch it, and things happen, you give them the answer, man, that's just baseball. They hate that. But the Orioles actually, after last night's beatdown with Cookie Carrasco on the mound tonight, they have a chance still to win this series. That's baseball.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I think the hard part to kind of remind ourselves is, like, if you were to equate the season, the start of the season right now, with the number of games that we've played in baseball compared to the NFL, we would be just about at game three of the NFL season. I mean, it's like, it's really every 10 games equals one game of the NFL season. So, you know, I understand there's a lot of panic and a lot of concern around town. And sometimes when you have these, you know, starts to the season and the month especially, it highlights some, you know, overriding concerns that might be there longer term. But it's also very easy to turn things around after a bad first month. So I'll try to give that as a perspective for people listening, and maybe they can take heart that, you know, a 1-2 start for the NFL season, you know, isn't bad. You know, and really with the Orioles, as ugly as it's looked so far, there's a lot of teams that have had starts like this or worse and come back and actually gotten to the postseason.
The start side, and you're right. I mean, this, we try to keep people from, you know, crawling out on a ledge somewhere, because it is only April. It's not May for another, tomorrow. That's right.
Right.
So it's early. However,
yes.
The eyeball test. Looking at this team, how confident are you that they're going to do what you just said and come back and actually make the postseason the way they look right now?
Right. And I love that, because my dad used to say, well, all right, once that's been established that we shouldn't be panicking, now let's get to the real root of the problem here and see if we can solve it, right? So the starting pitching is a major concern. There's no question. I think we saw this even from the wintertime. So that's the hard part, is like when you see things, you know, that were a concern in the winter and now it plays out the first part of the season, like it's a real concern. And obviously, you know, with bringing in, you know, a Kyle Gibson, you're like, okay, well, all right, that'll settle things down. And it didn't go very well last night. So I think all of those being considered, like this is a team right now with the rotation, they're going to have to find some creative ways to win ball games with what you hope is their strength, which is, I think it's going to be a really good bullpen. The numbers don't show it, but there are, you know, signs that from my perspective that the bullpen should be good. So meaning, all right, you're going to have to go a little shorter with your starters and longer with your bullpen, like the Guardians did last year for most of the season. And you know, offensively, they got some young guys that need to step up and prove that they're legitimate major leaguers, like the organization's been touting and like we've seen in spurts. And I think that group, that's, you know, the offensive group is capable of doing that. You know, there's obviously the slower start for Gunnar when he comes out, you know, when he was delayed coming in, and Kowser being out, he's been, that's a huge loss at the moment. So, you know, but that usually good teams find ways to step up and fill in the void until, you know, you get healthy again. So that's where my concern mostly is in the starting rotation. But I am I will throw a yellow flag up for the offense, because we saw this happening with a similar type group last year, and that was a group that had Santander as a part of it. So, you know, I think that's where you know, we're going to see the next couple of weeks how things go. It's a little weaker schedule in May. I think you kind of, you know, you harp on that a little bit and hope that, you know, you see better offense and to some degree better starting pitching over the next couple of weeks.
Let me ask you about the Yankees, because like what Aaron Judge is doing is it's ridiculous, and I know it's so early, but he's been doing this for a while now. Where I feel like it's so valuable to be able to hit in front of him or behind him. And Paul Goldschmidt is turning back the clock. What are you seeing with this group? Even Bellinger's, had a bomb. They've got some bats in there that I wasn't all that high on. I thought they made knee jerk reactions after missing out on Soto, but it's worked out so far.
Yeah, it has. I think when you have, it always helps when you have the best hitter, one of the best in the sport, right? So Judge can carry you and help you win games all by himself. But there's been some guys, like Goldschmidt's a proven star. Now, he's 37 years old, so you don't know how that's going to roll. But right now he's come in and trying to prove that he still has some years left. Bellinger is always a roller coaster ride. When he's hot, he's hard to get out, and then there's other times where, man, he'll have a long streak and you're not sure he can get another hit, so there's going to be some inconsistencies there. But let's not forget Chisholm. They picked up last year. He really hasn't started to hit yet, but he's a credible offensive player. The kid Ben Rice looks like he's for real, so. And then Austin Wells, who had, at one point was hitting fourth for them last year, he's hitting down in the lineup right now. Like it's a better offensive group than people thought, even after losing Soto. So I think they're for real. I have serious concerns about their rotation too, by the way, but not as much of a concern as I do the O's right now.
Jim the Cat, thanks a lot, man. What are you working on? Anything we need to follow?
We're not working on anything specific, Rob. Thanks for allowing me to promote that, but I'm not at the current moment. Just doing my typical Met stuff. I get to watch them and go up to New York every couple weeks. So,
Jim.
It's been fun to watch. It's been a fun start for them. They haven't started this well since 2006. That was a pretty good year for the Mets.
Ed, did you see that great play in the outfield from Juan Soto?
That wasn't too good.
I mean, you can dead fish dog
coming out.
Jeremy, they're 21-9. Come on now.
No, it's funny. I showed Rob the video where you're laughing, and I'm like, man, he's such a good hitter.
Good all around player.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a one-tool player.
Yeah.
Jim,
thanks.
Exactly right.
Thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a good one.